Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
So back to the Vikings. You better rub it in. You better celebrate it. This is what fandom's all about. Because you know if the Vikings had won, guess what?
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
You'd be hearing from it.
Yeah.
Now, I want to play you this audio and tell me what you think. Because this is from a clip that went pseudo-viral on social media of a Viking fan losing his mind during the game with his girlfriend sitting there watching in horror. And part of me says, you know what? This was staged. Another part of me says, nah, probably not. People are stupid and completely irrational. Here you go. Take a listen.
What?
Did you seriously just break the table?
You just broke my grandma's table.
Oh, boy.
Not my fault.
What? Not my fault. All right. The tweet I've actually, it's at the top of my, here, I'll retweet this right now. If you go to my Twitter feed, at Zabe, Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. You can go to Zabe.com. My Twitter feed is posted on the right-hand column of my homepage. And I'm going to give you right now, Brian, because I don't want you to work any harder than you have to, my friend. I'm going to give you the link right now via the miracle of our Skype instant messenger. And then you can watch this clip and tell me if you think it was in any way staged.
You just broke my grandma's table. It's not my fault.
Gets better. Wait till you hear what he says at the end, this guy.
Fucking everything. Interception.
You seriously can't do this. Every single time something bad happens.
Well, it's the playoffs.
What a moron.
Well, hold on. Point to the guy. Well, it's the playoffs, he said.
Nah.
She's like, you can't do this every time something bad happens. And he exclaims calmly, well, it's the playoffs.
Well, let's
to grandma's table isn't some antique piece of some French provincial furniture. This is some kind of
it's a fiberboard and glass special,
right?
Yeah. From the room store. Yeah. No offense, room store, if you're a client of this fine program.
Yeah, it's not irreplaceable.
And what did he throw through there? Was it a
speaker,
saxophone case?
What is it a CD rack?
No, because that had a cord on it. It looks like a stand-up fan. I'm one of those vertical fans.
Oh, an air filter.
Or it might have been a speaker, which would have been dumb because that's another expensive thing that he would have broke.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you make of this clip? Is this totally staged? She's making sure not to scream and go totally hysterical.
Why is there a camera on them?
Yeah.
To show reaction. These fans roll all game long and eat up every last gigabyte of their 64 gigabyte phone.
Well, as soon as
and then they edit out the parts that are exciting to upload to social media to go, hey, look, something in my life happened that was mildly interesting. What? Am I famous now?
What play was it that pushed him over the edge? Because there was about 8 different ones yesterday. I can't imagine there's anything left in the apartment.
Exactly.
Hello. Okay. Premeditated stage, no, but I think his behavior changed because he knew he had a camera on him. You know.
Okay. Now let's just talk about their relationship. What when he's not watching Viking games? When he's not watching Viking games, what does he bring to this relationship that she is willing to put up with this behavior? Because he's so great
at sweet bowl haircut of his.
Like, right, he looks like it. He looks like a
he
dope.
Provides well. Look at their nice apartment.
Right, look at the window treatments.
Look at the one thing on the back wall. Look at the carpet scrap that is their
accent.
Whoa, rug in the middle of the room there.
Ryan, it's a carpet on a carpet.
Is that a remnant?
It's a carpet on top of a carpet. Take a look.
Yeah, right. I mean, right. It's a carpeted room, but this
double scrap. Carpeted.
But this piece that the table is on has got some kind of zigzag cut in the middle of it here on the right. Right.
Yeah, of course.
Like, it's just a
right.
Remnant.
It's a remnant.
Look at the.
Yeah, remnant. I got it out of my dad's van.
So they got grandma's table, an old piece of carpet,
bunch of red Solo cups.
Oh, there it is.
You're right.
There's some for the Europeans to laugh at.
Oh, my fault. They freaking suck at everything.
They suck at everything.
No. Interception.
Interception.
That is not okay.
See, no girlfriend who's actually mad is going to say that. She's going to be cussing up a blue streak. Part of me says the fact this does not contain a single expletive.
Right.
I don't
makes
know,
me
Steve.
Think this makes is... me think they said, look, we'll get better viral distribution and maybe get on the Today Show.
Yeah, except this is the Midwest here where, you know, we just don't like talk like that all the time.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. That's been my experience.
Don't kid yourself, Brian.
I just read how we're 11 different countries here. Yeah.
You seriously can't do this. Every single time something bad happens.
Every time? He smashes it every time?
Maybe that's why they're down to grandma's table.
Yeah. Well, that could be.
And yet she's still with him. She's still sitting right there.
They got their Viking gear on, both of them. Mm-hmm. She's wearing a Ford jersey.
Yeah, Brett Favre.
Yeah. I don't, you know, I have no sympathy. But what does this do? Here, the first thing I thought of, Steve, what does this do to the miracle in Minneapolis? What does that do to that? Now it's just a, it was nice.
You know what? The next thing this guy will smash is his framed copy of Stephon Diggs' touchdown photo because it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
It's unless you pay it off with at least a trip to the Super Bowl. Like, if they went to the Super Bowl and then got killed by the Patriots, then you can still have the Diggs catch framed in your man cave because that was a great moment. That moment's now completely irrelevant, has been rendered null and void.
Yeah, all the tears, the celebrating. How did you like Philadelphia? Man, I thought this was bold. Mocking with the skull clap. The whole place, the players
was
on the sidelines.
They weren't doing it before the game, were they?
Nope.
They weren't doing it when they were down 7-0, were they?
No.
They were doing it when they were up 31-7.
But they just mocked. Mocked you, Viking fans. They just in the chops, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, this is now what sports has become. There was a furniture store in which they offered a free couch to Sean Payton. Because he wanted it, you know, here you go. We are offering a free couch to the coach of the New Orleans Saints so he can watch the game this weekend. A furniture store in Minneapolis. Payton said, I'll take the couch.
In your face.
He said, I'll take the couch and I'll donate another $25,000 to a Minnesota charity. So he turned a taunt into a positive moment. Then, of course, there was all the revelry on the streets of Philadelphia afterwards and the stuff I can't play on the air, including the one I just gave you of this Eagles fan with an eye patch. And I don't think it's a costume eye patch. I think it's a real eye patch.
Ooh.
Saying Wentz goes down and big bleep Nick rhymes with Nick. Big bleep Nick. It's an anatomy, part of his anatomy. Big bleep Nick steps the bleep up. Right there, live TV. You stay classy, Philadelphia. Stay classy.
This is not City's best moments when they have their fans out in the streets celebrating moments after a big win like this.
Of course, the fact that they had to grease all the light poles was another thing where you're greasing the light bulbs to keep people from climbing up on them to be part of the celebration because they could fall and hurt themselves. And when they did fall and hurt themselves, they would no doubt sue the city of Philadelphia saying, well, you should have known the Eagles were going to win. I was going to climb that light pole and I was going to fall to my death or paralysis. Where's my money? Of course, the greased light poles then led to people lighting the grease on fire, Brian, as you can see from that photo right there. This is where the Declaration of Independence was signed. This is the Liberty Bell. This is the cradle of American democracy, Philadelphia.
It's the city of brotherly love.
That's their nickname, but it's so not true. They were throwing full beer cans at fans, at Viking fans, full beer cans. at Viking fans wearing Viking jerseys before the game going into the stadium.
When did the Quakers, that, when did the Quakers, the peaceful Quakers, totally lose control of the city, the colony of Pennsylvania?
I don't know.
When did that happen?
About 1975, Rabbit, I think
it was much earlier
you think
than
it was
that.
Before that.
Rabid sports fandom, of course, has changed everything. And then here's my favorite little clip, and I'm going to retweet all these since I only liked them on my timeline. I'm retweeting them all right now at Zabe on Twitter. There is the Eagle fan running after the bus to try to get on as it's speeding away, only to find a street pole or a subway.
He suddenly disappears from the picture.
Yeah, that's a classic. That's like right out of a movie, a Will Ferrell movie.
And he's comically fat and running.
He's rotund.
Comically. Yeah.
Now, that one I don't think was staged right there.
No.
Because even though he's moving at a fairly low speed, I could not have felt very
He's
good.
Framed perfectly in that window, too, that they're shooting that video through. He's right there in the middle of it. He's not like on the edge. Ooh, see that guy? There he is.